Now, I started the service today asking the question about whether we'd had any good news this Christmas so far. And we said that we'll see how the baby Jesus is good news for each of us. And we're going to do that just at the end now for a few minutes by looking at some of those names that the baby Jesus was called when he was born. Now, first of all, we heard that his name would be Jesus. Sheila, would you come up the front and hold that? So, the angel said that he would be called Jesus. So that's our first name. But the angel said more than that. The angel said to Mary at the beginning that this baby will be called the Son of God. And so Alex, is Alex there? Would you hold this? Now, Sheila, you might need to move down. Right, that's it, right down there, because we might have a few more signs. Now, there's two things I want to say about this. If the baby Jesus is called the Son of God, well, first of all, that must mean there's a God. And that's exactly what the Bible says. The Bible says there is a God, that he's good and loving. But not only that, that he's the creator. He created everything we see. He created you. He created me. And because of that, he's in charge. Okay, and that's really good news that God's in charge. But not only is there a God, God has a son. And the Bible teaches that God's son came into the world so we could know what God is like. And so that we could be friends with God. That is all really good news. Now, I'm going to ask you, Alex, to hold two up there. I hope that's okay. That's good news. But that's not all the angel said. The angel also visited the shepherds. And when the angel visited the shepherds, the angel said, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you." So this baby is a Saviour. And Finley, are you somewhere around? I can't see you. There you are. Fantastic. Great help. This baby is a Saviour. Now, there's two things I want to say about this as well. There's no point or no reason for a Saviour to come unless someone needs saving. So the question we might ask is, well, who is it who needs saving? Well, the Bible says that actually we all need saving. And the reason the Bible says that is the Bible says that we act as if we're in charge in a world where God's in charge. Now, to help us think about that, I'm going to pose a question, okay? And I want, this is a bit of an honesty test, okay? I want you to think, have you ever said or thought anything like this? If you want to be really, really honest, you can even put your hand up, okay? Okay, here's the first one. I'm going to ask a couple of questions, okay? Have you ever said or thought anything like this? I want the biggest piece of chocolate cake. Have you ever said anything? Oh, a few hands went straight up, lots of honest people. Okay, I'm going to put my hand, I've definitely thought that. Okay, here's the next one. I want to be at the front of the queue. Particularly if it's for chocolate cake, I would definitely... Last one, okay? I don't want to listen to my mum and dad. Okay. Do you know what? Particularly if it involves tidying our rooms or something like that. Guys, if we're really honest at times, we've all said or at least thought things like that. And it shows we so often want to put ourselves first, don't we? We want to put ourselves before others. The Bible says, actually, even worse than that, we want to put ourselves before God. And the Bible says, because of that, because we reject God, actually, we deserve God to reject us, which is really bad news. But you know what? We can get rid of that bad news straight away because this baby is a Saviour. And the Bible says that when Jesus came into the world, when he grew up, he died on a cross. And at the cross, he took away all of that selfishness we were talking about there on himself. And the Bible says, if we trust in him, we are no longer rejected by God, but we're forgiven. We can be friends with him forever. And that, guys, is really good news. Finally, the angels also said to the shepherds this. They said that the Messiah had been born. Jesus is the Messiah. That's a word we may not use a lot. It really means it's God's promised king. Jesus is a king. and I would like Oscar. Are you around? Here we are, fantastic, great help. Jesus is a king, and there's two things I want to say about that. He's no ordinary king. He's not the king of just one country. If he's the Son of God, that makes him the king of the whole universe. He's the most powerful king there's ever been. But guys, if he's a savior king, well, he's a king that came into this world to lay down his life for you and I. So that makes him the most loving king there's ever been. So that also is really good news. So I hope we can see this morning why Christmas is good news for each one of us. It's all because Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior King, has been born into the world. Fantastic, guys. You can put down your signs now. Let's give them a little round of applause. <laughs> 2,000 years later, after that very first Christmas, Christians all over the world celebrate Jesus and follow Jesus as their Savior and King. And perhaps you're someone here this morning who perhaps wouldn't say that Jesus is your Savior and King. I would love you to consider it more. I think we might have some books to take away to read about. Do consider it this Christmas, because Jesus is good news for everyone.